Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Pretty good. Yeah, that's all. You fucking should have left the record button on.
Nah. That's just for us. It's better. It's better that way. You dumbasses ready?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. I guess.
Pretty much.
It's weird.
Did
now.
You take your picture, Red? Are you good?
Yeah, I took my picture.
You got your fucking strawberries. You put your cupcakes away.
Take my picture, cause I won't remember. You wanna take my picture, cause I won't remember.
I said, hey dad, what do you think about your son now?
What?
That's tight.
That was pretty tight.
That's great.
That's staying in, no matter what that sounds like. Hello everybody, welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 293. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
Fuck.
Fuck.
This is Rhett.
What's up, my dudes?
Fucking nothing.
How is it going?
A lot's going on in the world.
Is there? I don't even know. I'm just in my fucking cave paying attention.
Go back to your cave.
Yeah, pretty much. It feels good. Just hibernating in there. Only coming out to exercise.
Does it, though?
And do this.
If the mat seizes weeds, you get six more weeks of winter.
So your lady... have returned.
Yes. Yeah.
And
how is that?
It's good. It's good to have everybody in the same roof again. Under the same roof again.
We're in the same roof.
Yeah, in the same roof.
Our buddy North Cal Mike.
He was Northern California Michael.
Northern California Keep It 100% Michael was messaging me on the Instagram app. And via direct messenger
that you log in and log out of constantly.
Because so that's more fun than the actual. I'm like, oh, I got to go in. I got to go out.
It's like a test.
Right. Totally. Especially if you're driving. It's like, can I do this while I'm driving? Fuck. I have to put my password in because I forgot to recognize it next
time. Wait, so not only are you taking video and posting while you're driving, you're having to log in to do it.
Dude, there are different ways to challenge yourself. Okay.
Okay.
No. What the fuck were we talking about?
No idea, oh, Northern dude. California Michael.
Yes, Northern California Michael. He's like, dude, because you know I say dude a lot, and so
indeed
he says Matt hasn't been on Twitch for like a few days. Is he all right? And I'm like, his lady's out of quarantine, and he's like, oh, that makes sense. LOL. So yeah. Mm. So I guess you haven't been on Twitch and people miss
you. Yeah. No, like once Ollie got home, she was feeling sick again. She had that, I guess with COVID, sometimes you feel light symptoms for a day or two. Then you feel mostly fine for like 2 weeks.
And then that's when people die.
And then you feel like you get hit by a truck. And so she kind of had that whole like feeling like she got hit by a truck for like a week. So she's just getting out of it now. And
yep.
But I got my second vaccine. That's cool.
That is cool. Did you get it? Did you get any of the adverse reactions that people have been?
Shit. The shot hurt more than usual than normal, shots. Yeah, and then my arm was tender for like an entire day and a half afterwards.
I heard they had to fucking burn like 300,000 doses. Ooh. Coming out of the UCSD thing.
Why? Just didn't keep it at proper
temperatures? They had like out of like 5,000 doses, they had like 10 flare-ups of like allergic reaction, so they had to kill the whole.
They probably had to get rid of a bunch of them because you know people are like not wanting to take it because you know they're dumb. But
is that why?
That's part of it. Mm. I get it. You know, you want to wait.
Rhett's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes, you're either an anti-vaxxer or you get it immediately. No.
Okay, so like that's I get. So I get the argument, right? I get one that the vaccine was rushed and we don't know long term stuff. I get that it's an RNA vaccine, but rushed. I also get that like I'm not going to get to fucking travel unless I get this thing. And I'll tell you what, I'm sick of fucking California, I want to get out.
Well, also, I get that. No, I get that. Look, rational skepticism is all my thing. But my reason for getting it, because we can get it through work and I'm signed up to get it. but is I'm responsible for what I do know, not what I don't know. So I do know that there are inherent risks to not getting it to myself and other people, and potentially to my children. There are probably
kids.
Well, I want to have, that's one of the, it's in the conversation.
You got kids, homie?
Yeah, it's in the conversation because Sophia and I want, Hi, Sophia. It didn't take long. We want to have kids.
That's what she said.
We're like legitimately concerned. Does it do this? We don't know. We know that fucking getting the virus will fuck your shit up though. And it's probably a matter of when, not if. But nonetheless, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, my rational skepticism about
it. I haven't jumped to get it yet either. Just, I want to see what the first couple months does.
Let's see if it goes 28 days later.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. We don't fucking know.
If it does, wouldn't you rather be among the first to turn instead of the ones that are like struggling to stay?
Bro,
alive?
I have been trying to plan for the
been watching Walking Dead
downfall of society my entire life.
Okay, I mean, see, that would be fun as long as it was like, you know, within a certain window of time. If it's like,
when you knew what was going to happen,
survive a month, and then it's like, okay, cool.
Now, survival really month.
But then it's like to go on beyond that. It's like when you got to do it for like 10 years. It's like,
dude, and to be 100% honest, I would be fuck all prepared.
Bro, my brother hit me up. I'm gonna throw my brother under the bus right now. He hits me up on like Wednesday of last week, and he's like, dude, so you know I'm a conspiracy theorist and stuff, right? So like, I got it from one of my credible sources that this, one of his credible sources, right? This Sunday, the president's going to shut everything down, the whole country.
Oh, yeah. You're going to arrest him. Fucking, yeah.
No internet, no phone, no nothing. And he's like, bro, I just want to give you a heads up. If you need, like, I got a bunch of rice and beans and I got propane and this and that. So if you need anything, like, I got you. And I fucking text him Monday morning. I'm like, bro, the president shutting shit down fucked everything up for me. Like, it took me like 3 minutes to be able to download this movie this morning with this slow ass internet. But that was fun. That was good stuff. And now he's gone.
What'd he say to you?
He was just like, well, dude, tonight or tomorrow, like, it's going to happen soon. Just watch. And like, I got you covered. So he's still, you know, thinking it could happen, but I don't know.
Hey, look, at the risk of pissing off Jorge, I will say it is unfortunate and strategically useful that anyone who thinks any kind of conspiratorial thing ever went on in any country on earth is now lumped in as a Trump supporter, which is fucking stupid.
Why would that piss me off?
Because he's going to say I'm a... No, because I like saying that.
You're not a QAnon retard, so it's okay.
No, exactly. But that doesn't mean that you've ever been able to trust any fucking government on the face of the earth ever. Right. No, you can't. Why would you?
Does George think that?
I didn't. I wouldn't have said a word about that. I wouldn't have said a fucking word about it.
Don't listen to him. He's covering. He's with Biden. He's with the deep state. Yeah. I will continue the work started by Führer Trump.
Do you actually listen to the episodes? Does he edit out all that adrenochrome shit?
Yeah. All of it. No, that's in there, dude. What are you talking about?
He leaves it in, and that's actually very problematic for me. Not for you. You guys just laugh at me, and you're like, wow, he's going to jail. You know, but...
He's cracking babies up.
He's going to have a suicide.
He's going to have a conveniently placed suicide.
But seriously, though, besides trying to start a... unsubstantiated class thing with war. Yes. You get what I mean, though.
He's baiting.
If you engage any kind of conspiratorial thought, now it's like, oh, you're an idiot because you like Trump. It's like, no, I don't like Donald Trump. However, do I think that there's nefarious shit that goes on? And they don't give a fuck about you. Yes, yeah. I do.
Yeah,
I do.
That's why you're a dirty centrist.
That's not what that means.
God damn it, dude.
Got him.
Radical centrist. Oh, enough politics talks. Fuck that shit, man. Country still sucks.
It does. Oh, yeah. Everything sucks. Nihilism all the way. If I gave a shit, I'd be a nihilist. Mm.
Mm-hmm. If I gave a shit,
I don't know.
All right. Well,
yeah. I'll just leave that there.
You watch anything, Matt?
Tell you what I watched.
I got nothing to move from. That was bad.
I watched Con Air.
I
did not like Con Air.
You're fucking dumb.
I did not like Con Air at all.
You're dumb.
I'm not a big fan.
I don't get how people watch this shit.
Like, wait, well, I don't get why you watch this shit.
Because of all the action movies to watch. Alia loves that movie. That's one of her VHS box movies.
It's good.
Like one of the movies she grew up with. And the whole time, See what he just said? She said that the whole time, like every 10 minutes, like, oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Because it
like,
is, dude.
I'm like, are you trying to convince me or reassure yourself? Wait,
when you have fucking Dave Chappelle fucking getting launched out of an airplane, Dave landing Chappelle, on a fucking Porsche.
Dave Chappelle was like the one fun part.
And you got Steve Buscemi, and you're like, he's not gonna kill that kid. He's gonna kill that. It's so good, dude.
I didn't think any of that. I'm like, okay, he's a pedophile.
It's bad, dude. Like, it's bad, but it's fantastic.
Everything involving Nicolas Cage in that movie is.
And then fucking
what accent is?
And then Cusack is in that movie also. By the way,
was he always that bad of an actor?
Yes.
No. John Cusack is not always.
He knew he would say anything, bro.
No, he's not always to ask.
I don't know. Like, he seemed charming in that stuff. Like,
no, he's good.
Say anything. He was fucking great in. He was great in Gross Point Blank.
Better off dead. 1408. I enjoyed him in 1408. That was a good movie.
Did anybody? He just knew that Con Air was a fucking piece of shit with a big budget, and he's like, okay, here we go. Like 2012. He's in 2012, for God's sake.
Which was
Jorge's favorite.
Not good, but still.
Yeah, I watched
that. Is prime
fun.
Prime real estate for bad CGI movie goodness. Yes.
Yeah,
didn't they like outrace a fucking like avalanche in a car?
Bro,
all sorts of shit.
They're outracing an avalanche. They're like they run away from the ocean.
Yeah, they run away from the ocean.
The ocean's gonna catch you.
They like reverse thruster a mountain. That movie is bonkers, dude.
And that's weird. The dudes.
Do you have
Independence Day?
Do you have like a favorite disaster movie?
Good. Let me see. Fuck, man, that's a weird one. You know what? You're gonna get pissed because you're gonna be like, oh, of course you picked something dramatic. I'm super defense mode from Jorge these days.
He's projecting.
I know he must be.
Well, no, because did you see that movie, The Impossible?
Yeah.
That's a good disaster.
Okay.
Movie. That's a fucking good disaster.
Yeah, I'm not pissed.
But not like The Towering Inferno or fucking Airport. Like the 70s movies, by the way, those movies were huge fucking box office hits in the 70s, and now no one's fucking heard of them. So it is nice to see that. That's hopefully what will happen with the Transformers films as more time goes by. That is what we would like to
with
see.
With that said,
yes.
Transformers.
What's
all
your
the way.
Favorite disaster movie if you had to pick one?
Well, like in terms of, because none of them are good.
Pompeii, dude.
None of them are good, right?
Titanic.
Like they're all. Is that it's a disaster.
Titanic.
Movie.
I mean more like. If you're like, oh, Titanic sucks, you suck. Like,
no, Titanic. Titanic's great.
It does not suck.
I think like my favorite, despite it being actually terrible, is The Core. That one fucking. That one sucks.
So
that one sucks so hard, but. It like the pseudoscience shit, like it gets me, dude. It really does. It's something about it, man.
He likes that one.
Yeah.
What about like, Deep Impact versus Armageddon?
Deep Impact.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
okay, Volcano versus Dante's Peak.
Volcano only because I don't like Pierce Brosnan.
And that shit's a mistake. He's doing push-ups at the beginning.
Yeah, he is.
He's a tough dude.
You haven't seen any of these movies, huh? No. Fuck.
Did I see Deep Impact? Is that the one we just did? Or did we do...
No, that's Deep Rising. Okay. Deep Impact is the one where they blow up a meteor.
Okay, yeah. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, 2012. What was it? The day after?
Day after tomorrow. Where they outran ice.
They outrun ice. Same director.
Fuck yeah,
I see a thing with him in this stuff.
It's like, dude, it's like, yeah, in Dante's Peak, they outrun lava, which is, you know, highly probable.
You have to, what are they going to outrun
people in Pompeii?
They
couldn't.
That's the distributor.
That's ash they couldn't outrun.
Fuck, couldn't outrun shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to find an example of a really like stately, good fucking.
You're like, can I get
the impossible? I'll go with that one. That one and Titanic. But a shit one, I guess, Armageddon.
That is a shit movie.
Yeah.
That is a shit movie.
That Aerosmith song, though.
Exactly. And those shots of Ben Affleck under a fucking tree with Liv Tyler that look like a fucking car commercial. It's great.
Is Cloverfield considered a disaster movie?
Probably.
Found footage, kind of. But see, that's like, now you're bringing
that
in
that doesn't
like
count, yeah.
Godzilla 56 and shit. I'll do that, you know?
Godzilla 56.
The black and white one? Fucking good. That one's good.
Pompeii. Yeah, this is all... Snakes on a plane. That's not a disaster
movie.
All
right, best one. That's the one right there. Snakes on a motherfucking plane.
Yeah,
guess. You know what?
Threads, but you guys haven't seen that.
I'm petitioning we do good. Snakes on a Plane next week.
After no, we're this. Starting with good stuff next week, right?
No, the that's the week after.
Oh, fuck. We'll see about we'll that.
About yeah. But I also played and beat The Forest for the first time ever.
Okay.
I started it 5 years ago, and then I stopped playing. Dude, I've never played a game that made me feel like I went on
a forest.
No, like a hero's journey. Like it felt like at the beginning, ever? You know, not like this. Like, cause this, when you, the plane crashes and you're learning how to like navigate the island, you're learning how to find food and all the stuff like so that.
Like a
and
shittier
you,
BioShock. It's like Castaway.
Maybe, but no, cause you're like, you have to like survive out in the wilderness. You have to like not freeze to death. You have to make sure that you eat and drink.
So like life.
So you're like homeless.
Yeah. I mean, so it's a survival simulator, but there's cannibals. And so like,
they should first, have a homeless simulator.
If, I mean, they probably do.
Rust is kind of like that.
Oh, but wow. So you like,
late
I was playing with my friend Alan, and as we started, we kept trying to like avoid the cannibals at first, but then as we got more like acclimated with the game, we started like hunting them down and killing them. And by the end,
can just you eat
like,
them back?
Yeah, you actually can. You can nice. put their skin on or their limbs on a fire and cook them, or you can hang them up and dry them out like jerky.
Nice.
But by the end of it, just like the gratification and just like the just fucking desire to finish and succeed that we felt, and just the sense of amazement at the ending. Damn, it was real good. Like real good. I felt like I was watching.
Did you finish the whole thing co-op or did you?
We did the whole thing co-op. He was playing in VR too, which blew my fucking mind, because there's parts where you have to swim through narrow underwater tunnels, and I don't know how he did that in VR. I would have freaked the fuck out. It's like The Descent, but you know, with cannibals instead of what are they, vampires or
they're little cave dwelling fucked hard.
Yeah. So it's kind of like The Descent, but yeah, it's cool. It's real cool.
Okay. Nice. Anything else?
No, that's it. That's all right. I've done.
Dope. What about you, dude?
I watched so much shit, cause it's been 2 weeks.
Has it?
Well, yeah, because we did the year in review last week.
Yeah, that's true.
I should specify what the fuck I mean. Speaking of The Descent, Sophia hadn't seen The Descent. And I hadn't seen The Descent since maybe 2012.
That's real good.
That movie
fucks.
We all said it fucked anyway. It really fucks.
Yeah.
It hella fucks.
Why does it keep fucking the way it does?
I think it's my favorite horror movie of that decade. It's fucking,
yeah. Actually, we kind of toyed around with that, where we were like, okay, if we had the top of our head, what would be the best movie of the OOs? And we both,
it's either that or Wreck for me, I think. Yeah. Both of those
clearly
are fantastic.
Saw 4 and and Paranormal Activity 3.
No Ties
and
Paranormal Los Mariachis.
And it was fucking great.
Yep.
And
it holds up too, like effects wise, everything.
Second one, not so much.
Second one is not so good. I never saw a second one. It's not the same director either, right? So, I mean,
no, it's not Neil Marshall.
They really ratchet up the tension before anything even fucking shows up. The claustrophobia of it, mm-hmm. and all of that good stuff.
And
it's
the
also
fear of a dog.
That's right.
Yeah,
but yeah, but it's well shot though. And mm-hmm. then like they do shit with. I mean, Red is used frequently, and then she gets to a part when you think, oh, all right, this movie's out of fucking ideas. No, she gets to a pool of blood surrounded by guts and bones everywhere and bathes in it, basically. She has this baptism by blood.
Hell yeah.
And it's fucking in the pit of the earth, and I start jacking off and
which
shit.
Ending did
yeah.
you get?
Huh?
Which ending did you get?
Which ending did I get?
Yeah, yeah, there's different
there's
endings.
There's two.
I had no clue.
Which one did you get?
It's like a U.S. and a...
There's a U.S. and a UK.
She gets in the car. She runs back to the car. Mm-hmm. Runs because she wants to get fucking... And then drives forever. And she wants to get fucking free of that area.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's how it
runs. So it's not the U.S. version.
Yeah, it's the U.S. version. So UK version, like that happens, but then she wakes up in the cave.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
yeah.
rough.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's both good of those shit. Endings are earned either way. I mean, I'll go with either one of those. I'd be
yeah,
fine.
But see, that shows the problem with like American cinema is where you need the happy ending. I don't want it. I want fucking bleak, but like not only bleak in the way that you like, where I don't understand that it's bleak, where you have to explain to me that it's bleak.
Well, it could be interpreted. Well, You don't. I don't think you like. I don't think I you like a, endings that are open to interpretation.
I have a note about fucking Split Second at the end, and this guy, it's hilarious. But we'll get to it.
What? Well, so oh, one thing about The Descent too. We're the bad guys again. By the way, it dawned on me about halfway through. This is a home invasion movie in reverse. Like, what the fuck are we doing there? They're like, hey, you came in here.
You know, I never thought of it that way.
I had never, and I'm like, holy shit. And this is all about, it's like xenophobia again. It makes me think of Alien and everything else. And I'm like, what the fuck are you? It's hubris. It's like, oh, we're just explorers though. It's like, yeah, you're explorers, but someone fucking lives there, ass. So if someone broke into where you live, some species, what do? You attack it.
Somebody's porch, ass.
Yeah, this is my fucking...
Get off my porch.
Exactly.
Go on now, get.
Exactly.
www.gonow.get.
So yeah. These spelunking...
Somebody's gonna steal that out from under us, watch.
Spelunking biatches just think they can cave dive like that, even though they've been cave dived multiple times, and fucking get away with it, and they don't. But anyway... The movie's really good.
But it's about, you know, like sisterhood and friendship and betrayal.
Well, I liked all that. They had the thing with the other guy, with the guy who died. Ooh, speaking of which, the death at the beginning, where the pipe goes right through the fucking windshield and all that.
And that's how you know it's time to buckle up.
This was a movie. Yeah, this was a movie too where Sophia got very, she liked it and she got very, she's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, we got a winner here.
That gives me some straight up claustrophobic vibes. Like, not vibes, obviously, because it's pretty in your face about it, but it actually makes me feel claustrophobic watching that movie.
Yeah, when they're trying to pull her through that.
Oh, dude, it fucking drives me, like, it actually gives me. Uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, like when people ask you if you're claustrophobic, I always think like, no, I'm really not. But like, you're never in a situation like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
dude, I flip out when my kids try to like tickle me. I'm like, fuck, get off. I'm going to yeet you across the room.
Well, it's tickling though. That's different.
No. Like when they're like, when they've like trapped like my arms.
Closed in and shit.
Dude, fuck. Dude.
So I had the first MRI I ever had, the guy that did it, he's like, oh, okay, well, you're not allowed to move, so I'm going to kind of just swaddle you in here. So he tucks the fucking blankets on, and my arms are pinned, like, against my side. And he goes, oh, here, a lot of people find this comforting. And he puts a blanket or a towel over my fucking eyes, dude. And all I could feel was the fucking thing, like, right here. And then I start, like, I'm like, get me the fuck out. And he's like, don't you want to see if you... I'm getting me the fuck out, bro. Like, I don't know what he was doing. He's some kind of sadist. That sucked. Sorry, go ahead.
It's all right. That's all right. It's all right.
That's therapy. I have to relive.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that to you. I'm an MRI. You want me? Do you want me to take you
to Flavortown
from behind? Oh. It doesn't fuck. Okay, so Evil Dead remake. I had never seen Fede Alvarez's Evil Dead remake, and yeah, it's pretty good.
That's also pretty good.
Yeah. Very much its own thing, but. Yeah, I don't, you know what though? I don't like love it. I'm not like, yeah, but it is a much better remake than I would imagine an Evil Dead remake being.
It's one of the better remakes of like modern.
I'll agree.
Modern times.
Well, it's because they went their own way with it, but they did it in a good way.
The intro is fucking great. The gore level is great. The over the topness of it. Rains blood.
And then you get a blood demon at the end, which is hella tight.
Yeah, so that's all very good. I watched a movie called Triangle.
Pretty good.
It's a strong structure, dude.
It's the strongest structure. That's correct. That's right. Right. And once it started, I'm like, you know, let's see. I have to get, this is not one where I'm going to like the characters or like what's coming out of their mouths and all that. But once the fuckery starts in Triangle.
Yep.
It goes and it gets pretty nightmarish. Yep. Just the entire like loopiness of it. It's pretty, and the ending. That's a fairly bleak ending.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So that's good. That's on Amazon. I think if you have a membership, it's free. If I'm not mistaken. What other horror-y stuff did I watch? Okay. Oh, check this out though. Have you ever heard of a movie called Sorcerer from the 70s?
Mm-mm.
It's from 77, I believe. It's the same director as The Exorcist. It's a remake of a movie called The Wages of Fear. Anyway, these guys, these shady fucking characters, there's like a French businessman, there's a hitman, there's another guy who's on the run. Anyway, they wind up in
like Clue.
they wind up in fucking like Colombia and they take this fucked up job to transport this nitroglycerin, super explosive shit on this creaky ass fucking road.
Okay.
And they have to go super fucking slow because if it takes, and they have to get it to this place because big corporate enterprise
wants. It's like anti-speed.
It fucking needs it there. It's like anti-speed and it's extreme. It's considered a classic now, but it was like a total, it flew under the radar at the time. The okay. radar. The radar. But dude, the movie's a fucking masterpiece.
Okay.
It's on HBO Max and yeah, it's called Sorcerer. I've never seen Wages of Fear, but that's the one it's based on. Yeah, I think you'd really like that movie.
Okay, I'll check it out.
It's pretty, as a suspense movie, it's fucking great. And we keep using this word tonight. It's very bleak. Its worldview is very bleak. These are not good people. You have no good, you have no protagonists. I mean, they're all pieces of shit. But
it's like this movie tonight.
It's all, that's not true. Harley Stone is a great man. Let's see. I watched The Raid 2 because I wanted to watch some action.
You fucked up though.
I know. I did fuck up. I let Sophia's dad borrow it, the Blu-ray that I have, and I'm like, fuck it, I really want to watch this. And he's had it for like a year. And it was my birthday, and I wanted to watch some Action Jackson fucking shit, you know? And I'm like, let's watch
Action Jackson?
No, you know what? I've seen Action Jackson, and that's a must.
That was a movie my dad used to love.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's not. It's a horrible movie, but it's funny though. But The Raid 2, yeah, like they had it on Amazon, and the only, once I rented it, I'm like, okay, let me change this ridiculous English dubbing. And you can't.
Yeah.
So I almost didn't want to watch it. Like, yeah, I almost wouldn't watch it.
It kills it. It kills the feel of the movie completely.
But it was actually a good test because I was like, I'm still engaged in the story, believe it or not. And of course, once the fucking fight scenes go down, thankfully, I need to get dubbed. Like, fuck it. They didn't dub the people's noises during the fights. I thought they were going to be
that
like.
That would have made it terrible.
We need to have an actual Mexican in here to overdub fucking Rhett's dialogue.
I watched because it's Action Jackson time. I watched Extraction
Jackson.
Did you hear about Extraction Jackson?
Doesn't sound familiar.
It was on Netflix. It's the biggest Netflix film ever, apparently. Which
wasn't the Charlize Theron the biggest one ever, or is this the one?
This is the one. New Chris one? Hemsworth is in it, and he has to extract a drug dealer's kid, and he's a mercenary. And the fucking action is super impressive. It's very formulaic, extremely formulaic, but it's like, play me the song that I know how it goes and do it really fucking well. And it does do the parts of the song that
it's
you
just
like
immigrant well. Song, like for an hour and a half.
Well, that's the thing. It has some parts where they're like, oh, they have to get close to the kid. And it's like, we're already an hour into this. You should have done that a long time ago. Cause I don't give a fuck. Right?
I don't care about this gear.
But this guy Sam Hargrave directs it though, and he's the second unit director, which means he's the choreographer for all the fight sequences in Infinity War, in Endgame, in Atomic Blonde, in Mandalorian. So this guy's like a fucking, he's great with that, and now he's directing. So for action, you might want to check that out,
Jorge, okay?
Honestly. Let me see. I'm sure we got a few listeners that watched it. It was a big thing, actually. I watched a lot of old stuff. I watched Glory. I watched Malcolm X. I watched Raging Bull. I watched Jaws. You know, those movies are okay, right? I watched a new documentary called MLK FBI. It's about the FBI's wiretapping they did to Martin Luther King.
Okay.
And newly released documents came out about it. And he was considered the biggest threat to the nation by the FBI, which is fucking ridiculous, especially when you consider you have people like half-heartedly half-ass quoting him now, you know, and they'll be like, you know, you'll hear people like, oh, I think he wouldn't like BLM. It's like, okay, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have liked him. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure he wouldn't like you, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's a really interesting documentary. I watched The Night Stalker.
Oh, the documentary series?
Yeah, me and Sophia watched that in one night.
Talk about bleak.
Did you watch it?
No, but I can imagine.
Richard Ramirez, beloved serial killer of the mid 80s in LA.
Most handsome anyway.
That fucking guy. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's an entertaining 4 hours, and that's kind of like, is that how you want to talk about this? Like, it's entertaining? Well, honestly, that's, you know?
What? It's floating around in your water.
He's got some fucking SCOBY in this bitch.
Yeah. It's like the little great thing for when you shake it.
They use actual crime scene photos.
Ooh.
And people are like, oh, they went too far. It's like, don't fucking watch it. It's on Netflix. Yeah. It's about, like, what are you talking about? You can go on Google Images. They just did it for you, you know? Promising Young Woman.
I heard about this and I was going to watch it and I totally didn't have time.
Got released and I 4.5-star movie to me. It's fucking great. I don't know how, I don't know if either of you will like it that much, but I'd highly recommend it and to, for people to see what they think. It is Carey Mulligan.
Promising Young Woman.
It's about a promising young woman. It's about Carey Mulligan. Blah, blah, blah. Plays a lady in her late 30s or so, and she basically, it's a revenge movie of sorts. She tracks down guys that are kind of like date rapist types and pretends to be drunk so she can get in a room with them, and then when they're about to do the deed. I just
want somebody to fuck my pussy.
Yeah, and then.
I don't want to be the drunk girl at the party.
Why don't you just fuck me like that? Sophia and I actually heard, this was a few months before the pandemic. We were in North Park picking up a meal from Sips.
Amelia.
And this girl was walking next to this black dude, and she's like, why don't you just fuck me? And I'm like, God damn. This guy, this guy got one. You know what I mean? One. What does that mean? What
did he get?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I want to know what he got.
Nothing.
What did he get?
Nothing. Don't question me. Don't interrogate. I'm feeling interrogated.
Don't bring attention to it.
What did he get?
Yeah. So, promising young woman. She pretends to be drunk and then she snaps out of it at opportune moments. And I won't tell you anything else because it doesn't stay there. It goes a lot of places with this premise.
Go to a bar, they go to a movie theater. Well, not right now, but
places literal and figurative.
He's drunk. He
had meat for the first time in like 3 weeks, and he's just like fucking.
He didn't even have meat. That's
I'm gonna mow through
That's
these.
What's wrong with his brain?
It was David Bowie's like the anniversary of his death. I like Bowie. Sophia loves Bowie.
Big surprise, that Mexican girl's. Love Bowie.
Them girls generally love Bowie.
Especially the Mexican girls.
Mexican girls, though.
Mexican girls love Bowie. Mexican
what do you got against
love
Mexican
Morrissey
girls.
And the Smiths.
Smith and Morrissey.
Good. She doesn't like Morrissey.
Wow. Yeah, because she thinks he's a crybaby. She's a girl. That's why.
Yeah.
If she was born a dude, she'd love Morrissey.
She's like, I think he's a crybaby. I'm like, God, I hope she doesn't really get to know me. You know what I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, I love that shit. But Red, are you crying?
No, I'm just singing Morrissey.
We watched The Man Who Fell to Earth, the Bowie movie. I shouldn't call it that. I've never seen that, and I will never watch that again. Like you fucking, I don't throw the word pretentious around because I think it's pretentious to do that.
Call something pretentious.
That's when it's not. And this movie though, I'll throw it at this. Okay. This thing is 2 hours and 20 minutes and is god awful slow. Like fuck, man. I told Sophia, I'm like, I like Bowie considerably less while I watch this.
You're like, his music has gone down a few notches that.
No, but she, and that's the thing, to be honest, she wasn't a fan either. However, it was good to get context because we watched the Lazarus, which was the musical based on his music. And they did a live stream of it. So we were seeing a live performance. Fucking Dexter plays the character he played in. It's a sequel to The Man Who Fell to Earth, and Dexter plays the part Bowie played in the original movie. And he does a pretty damn good job trying to sing like Bowie and everything. And as a musical, it was interesting. The parts individually.
As a musical, interesting as a movie.
Well, that's the thing. It was an interesting idea, and the parts of it separately are good. Does it mesh together? Not really. But it was cool to watch. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Have you seen The Wall? And she's like, no. I'm like, okay, we need to watch Pink Floyd's The Wall. And then,
dude, these two just fucking mainline media.
I don't get it.
It's like, not
where
media.
Do you even find the time.
It's
I watch YouTube videos because I can do like 7-minute videos.
Well, we talk a lot about it. You know what I mean?
Like they just, it's just like it's like give it all to me.
Can
give
you
me
just
movies.
Imagine like
when dude, they have look at kids. That list. It's great stuff.
Like most people put their kids in front of like Baby Einstein. He's gonna put his kids in front of like David Lynch.
No.
You race her head. Yeah. Plop.
No.
You got to start them off a little slower, like Mulholland Drive or something.
The kids are going to pick what they want to watch.
A little more mellow.
Like that's even fucking possible, right? Like they're like they haven't they're gonna pick shit they haven't heard
it's like,
of.
Watch Possessor, but like the violence isn't what's important here. It's like what's going on around the violence.
The violence is important.
Look, dude, the baby picked Evil Dead, not me.
That's you know who I'm talking about.
That's some straight up bullshit.
It's never heard of Evil Dead, but the baby picked it. Like, get out.
It's actually like the baby like Get Out too.
Oh, this is the one you guys will like this. Primal. Have you heard of this? Gedi Tartakovsky's Primal.
We talked about this recently.
Did we? I hadn't seen it though. It's an animated thing. It's from Adult Swim. It's a caveman in the time of dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. It was based off of a manga or a comic, right?
Yes, this Gedi Tartakovsky guy. And I had heard about it for a while. HBO Max, it's on there. There's just 20-minute episodes, and god damn, do they get a lot accomplished in the first 20-minute episode with no dialogue. And it's just like show, don't tell, 20-minute episodes. It's very violent, and you actually – it's like, okay, it's violent in caveman. What anything else? Like emotionally, it like gets to you in 20 minutes. And that's all. I don't want to tell you stuff because it's one where like little things make a big difference if you know about them beforehand. But it does some like subverting expectation shit on the way to it getting where you want it to go.
Okay.
Really fucking cool show. Deserves all the praise it was getting. So I haven't finished it, which I'm glad. I like don't want to finish it, but that's it.
All right.
That's a lot of shit. You
deep dove over the last week.
2 weeks.
Shit, man.
I did. It was dope.
See, we continue to watch The Stand. It continues to be highly mediocre. It's about on par as with the 90s series. It's not any better. Love
it. Just watch 20 minute Primal episodes.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably be better served by that, but no, it's plagued by the same nonsense where you translate a lot of like in head stuff happening on screen with Stephen King books. So it's hard to translate to anything. And it's difficult to watch because these characters are making decisions to send, you know, an autistic dude across the country to Vegas. And you're like, what?
And then the lights go on. He freaks out.
Is that what you did?
Bro, what are you guys doing? Don't send him. Don't send him. Why are you sending him? This is a mistake. This is a mistake. Send somebody else, please.
So, would you argue that since Stephen King's work is so hard to adapt, that maybe Stephen King is not a good writer?
No, because a lot of things happen internally in Stephen King books. Like there's a lot of internal turmoil, dialogue, and that stuff translates well in a book. But when you try to do that on screen, it's difficult to get it right. And as evidenced by very few of the Stephen King adaptations being good, it can be done. Like 1408 was pretty good. We talked about that briefly earlier, and I mean, it's just not very fun. It's not very fun. That's the biggest problem. It's not very fun. We watched this movie called Save Yourselves, which is riddled with New York hipsters, and I it pissed me off.
Do they die? Shh. Do they die?
Some do. Good. Not enough of them. Oh. But
Are they going to an Arcade Fire show circa 2010?
Basically, dude, like it's that where they're like
circa 2010. Because now
let me show you
a
picture of the two main characters, and that'll explain everything.
Oh, this is Vampire Week in 2007.
Here, this is the two main characters.
Am I right? It's Vampire Week in 2007.
It's they're New York hipsters in a cabin, and they're getting invaded.
I love
aliens.
Both those bands, by the way. To a point,
yeah. And then that led me to another show called Search Party. Have you guys heard about this?
Nah.
So it's got
like a search party.
It's got maybe from
Arrested Development
in it, and
Ollie is Shock Hat.
Also, New York hipsters like.
Imagine that.
Damn, what are you watching,
dude? So what happened was, as I saw Save Yourselves, and I was like, okay, well,
Save Yourself.
And I was like,
he didn't get enough New York.
I was like, let me dip my toe into the other work surrounding this.
And then he watched Girls.
Is there anything with Zooey Deschanel on?
Well, she's not a New York hipster. She's an LA hipster.
Whatever the fuck.
True. Wait, wasn't she in New York in that show?
500 Days of Summer.
Yeah. So we started watching this show called Search Party, where this girl goes missing, And all of these New York hipsters are dealing with it in certain ways. And like these people are so unbelievably unhuman.
Dealing with the D.
It's hard to watch, but there's supposedly a moment where things get fucky. And I'm waiting for that to happen. Things happen, apparently, soon.
You already got spoilers?
No, not spoilers, but the people were like, hold on. It's not all.
It's going
to
be good.
I just got to a cult scene. Okay. So we're getting there. We're getting there. But I don't know if I recommend it just yet.
Is it going to be worth it, though, dude?
Probably not, dude.
Is Kill List worth it, dude?
Kill List was hella worth it.
Yeah.
Kill List was worth it. Yeah, but no, nothing else. Nothing else of note. I haven't been watching really much of anything. No time. No time.
Damn.
Good stuff.
I've been
good thing, right? Rhett watched enough for the three.
I've been
of us.
In here for the last week and a half.
I love this shit. I do have these moments though, mid watching something where I'm like, oh, the emptiness.
Let it consume me.
It's coming up. It's coming up. And then it's like, no, just
it's coming yeah. up. It's coming up.
Sorry. I couldn't control that response to what you're doing.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
What's that one? You know that one, right? Okay. That's it.
All right. Any news we should get to, fellas?
No.
Nothing?
I had something earlier and I forgot.
Something about a movie that you're not interested in anymore?
Ghostbusters,
no. You mentioned?
No, just shots from the movie, but okay. Was not interested.
Cool. Well, we got nothing else of relevance to talk about. Hopefully, we'll be talking about new movies soon.
Hopefully, we'll be talking about some new movies soon. We got stuff coming up.
There's some shit. Possessor's going to Hulu, so that's cool.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. To get a broader audience.
Pretty soon. I think it was by early February. And then Shudder's got a bunch of new stuff coming out, too, over the next coming months. They got Hunted, which just came out, Queen of Black Magic, Nightmare Wakes, After Midnight.
The Wolf House, which was my...
That's up there now.
Fifth place, came out yesterday.
Dark and the Wicked's coming. Coco D, Coco Da's coming.
All is it on Shudder?
Shudder, yep.
Hell yeah. I'm glad those are getting bigger audiences.
Queen of Black Magic, January 28th.
Yeah, I'm going to Target looking for Possessor on Blu-ray because I see these fucks on Instagram. I shouldn't call them that. It's people listening to the show. And I'm like, damn, they got it on fucking Blu-ray. I want this on Blu-ray and I don't want to order it. Like, I want to go to a store and buy it because I want to feel that way, right? And then, like, I go to Target.
I want to feel a way about something.
Yeah, and they go there, and they got fucking The Rental on Blu-ray, and they got all this dumb shit and these fucking horror movies, and they don't got fucking Possessor. And I'm like, dude, why are you like this? But you know what they do have?
Well, because you went to Walmart.
I went to Target. Oh. No, but Target has, like, they have horror movies.
Target does. I'm a little surprised Target doesn't have it.
Me too. And I'm a little pissed off about it.
I'm pissed.
Fucking pissed.
Yeah, Coco D, Coco Da is March 18th on Shudder.
Neat. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. Quick break.
Damn. Both of y'all.
We're fucking.
Both of y'all. I'm the one that's high. Both
just wait till I start drinking right now.
It's the fucking
gonna
bang.
It's going to get real fun. All right, we'll be right back. Hey, man.
Saw, dude.
Saw. Guess what?
What up?
What up, homie?
What's up, little homie?
What's up, little homie?
What's up, little homie? Why don't you tell us about that Patreon?
Oh, snap, dude. Fucking patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast is full of all of our homies, bro. And, like, you know why they're our homies? I mean, because they're fucking tight as shit. Oh, that's so bad. I had nothing planned for that one.
It's up my nose. It went up my nose.
Damn.
That's good.
We just lost the other third of our listeners.
Why don't you inform the listeners about our Patreon, friend?
That's good.
Two-thirds of our listeners were Trump supporters. The other third just clicked off from that stupidity.
Got them both.
We should definitely do that again.
What? Friend, can you tell us about the Patreon, please?
Patreon.com/
Keep it straight.
Patreon.com. By the way, I'm not deleting any of that.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Okay, we'll do another try.
Are we going to do another
Hey, try? Friendo.
Wait, this feels weird now.
Yeah, I know it does. It's your turn. You go for it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Patreon, dude.
Patreon.com/who goes there podcast is full of people who help us continue doing this show.
Not anymore.
Oh my God. Yeah. Patreon. It's tight. Go there. Help us get stuff. There you go.
Oh my God.
They help support the show and contribute a lot of money or a little money. And they get exclusive merchandise. And
I just had to buy a new chair, so that was hella good.
You get special content and early access to the episodes when things are going well and not disrupted by the current pandemic. And just bear with us, you know. Understand. Yeah. We understand you, so understand us. And we appreciate you very much. Even if you don't go on a Patreon, we appreciate you listening. Because Spotify says, well, fucking, there's people listening in what?
And every country.
What the fuck are you doing? That's great.
Those are bots.
It's all bots, yeah.
It's all fucking bots. Fucking Skynet.
Holy shit. So anywho, the Who Goes There podcast watched a little movie called Split Second, directed by Tony Malam.
You'll never work in this town again.
Gary Scott Thompson, starring Rutger Hauer, hot-ass Kim Cattrall, Alistair Duncan, Michael Pollard, I don't know. Fuck it. Pete Postlewaithe?
Yeah, that's... Dude.
Postlewaithe.
He's in The Lost World. He's in The Town. He's in The Name of the
He's
Father.
He's in Dragonheart, dude. You ever seen Dragonheart, bro?
That's good.
Fuck, yeah, it's good.
No, I mean, it's not good. It's good you remembered that.
No, it's good. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
Not
good. You ever get Sutherland?
Do you ever see The Phantom with Billy Zane?
Fuck, yeah, I have, dude. Whew. That's also good.
I saw those movies at the same theater in that summer with The Rock. Did you ever see The Rock?
Fuck yeah.
Now that's a good one.
I bet Matt doesn't like The Rock.
Never seen it.
Fucking. If you're going to watch, you watch Con Air, but not The Rock.
I didn't want to watch Con Air.
You were forced to.
Well, maybe Alia will like The Rock because Nick Cage is in it and Sean Connery's in it.
Yep.
Cool.
Anywho, Matthew, what'd you think of Split Second, dude?
I did not like Split Second. Like, at all. I thought, Rutger Hauer was like a total piece of shit, and he may be supposed to be, but like, why?
He's a great man.
This kind of felt like it took every movie from that era and just mashed them all together. It's like, hey, let's take a little bit of RoboCop and a little bit of Alien and a little bit of Terminator and a little bit of Total Recall.
Yeah, I was trying real hard to do that.
Yeah, it did. It's so dope. Mm-hmm. Just threw them all together, and it was just bad. I mean, it had scenes that looked like Cannibal Corpse albums, and that was cool as fuck. And it did have some cool boobs, but
it did have some cool boobs. That is for sure.
This movie is not good.
Not the business.
It's not the business at all.
Rhett,
we'll see about that. Well, as soon as I started it, and you know, like just disclaim, I'd never seen this. This is one I'd always seen the cover of.
The cover art is incredible, by the way.
I saw the cover at Blockbuster since I was a kid, and I was like, even then, I'm like, this looks like it's trying to be like Alien or Predator or RoboCop or any number of better films. So I will not get to this right now. Right?
Wait, you're talking about the they put the monster on the cover. Why do they save it for like the last 20 minutes of the movie when they fucking put him on the cover?
It goes again with the promotional materials.
Have you ever seen a movie in the 80s?
This is what they do.
This is
what they do.
This is what he does.
This is an 80s ass 90s
this
movie.
This is 92.
Dude.
It's 92, but.
This is still hangover from the 80s.
Sorry,
Ray.
I cut you off.
This is a late 80s hangover, early 90s. This is. How did I like this movie? So I put it on and I'm like, oh boy, here we go. I'll tell you what, it's ambitious, right? At my first note, and I quote, it's dope that it's in London. Okay, so though.
That's all you had to say to begin with.
Why is it dope that it's in London?
Well, I don't see any of these movies. It's cool that this is a British B movie. It's this B movie that's ripping off all this other shit and trying to like rip off the aesthetic of other stuff. But then it incorporates like global warming super early,
mm-hmm.
and shit's all flooded. And then it's a very odd fucking movie. Like, it's cheesy and it's like, it's hokey, but it has like its own world going on, you know? Like, as it continues to go, it gets better as it goes. And Rutger Hauer is like, he knows what he's in.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's no fucking mistaking what movie. Says
that he loves the script.
He grabs his fucking schlong. Like, I don't know if you caught that in the first few minutes of this movie.
He's violent about it too.
And then he like covers his fucking D when he's walking because he knows the camera's on him, and he's like, he uses his trench coat to cover up the D because it'd be too much for us, right? Anyway,
is that what happened?
By the way, this is 10 years after fucking Blade Runner. So like he's still high off of Blade Runner, by the way.
Not quite as
I mean, I just mean like in terms of like his he's
got a cigar in his mouth. It's more like not even a cigar, it's like a cigarrito in his mouth.
Yeah, it's a Swisher Sweet.
And the way he just like nonchalantly does shit in this movie, like he tosses his fucking gun in the car, it's all silly. And you know he's got his boots on for galoshes. They're
dude,
like,
you know they were like just let him do what he wants to do. Just,
fuck yeah,
just let it look. He's gonna grab a pen from your jacket. Just let him do it. Just
I feel like they said that to Kim Cattrall.
Just let him do it.
The actors, the other people are like
at her sometimes.
Who is it again? He's the bad guy in Blade Runner.
Oh, okay, cool. Wait, is he a robot in this movie too?
Yeah, and here's the thing.
Spoilers.
It's intermittently boring. Okay, I'll go ahead and say that.
Intermittently.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But then this dialogue, which is seemingly knowingly ridiculous, he just lays into it.
Yep.
He just fucking lays into this dialogue. And this guy has a penchant for like making out with his chick at the most ridiculous times. Like an explosion. I think the explosion is still going on. And
right at the beginning. Like right as the explosion starts, he's already like in.
Yeah.
On that.
And she can't resist him.
Fuck that, dude. All of those romantic interactions and made my skin crawl.
I just want him to finish before we get to it. Because it's this shit fucking. Dude, this movie goes. Off the fucking rails.
It does go off the rails. And it actually, I hate to say this, has some good ideas here and there. Like, I'm not saying the execution is particularly good, but the world building's kind of good.
That's what I was going to talk to you about because, like, I think that they're... spoilers alert. I like this movie. It's not good.
That's shocking that Jorge likes
it. like Red said, it's largely boring, but there are some things that happen.
Yeah.
There's some occulty stuff going on here. There's
the
Blade Runner-ish.
Even though the design elements are cheap, like they're still kind of like resourceful. They're still doing what they can.
I respect this movie for doing with what it could with a motorcycle helmet. I will say that.
And the banter between the buddy film dynamic.
You mean Dick Durkin?
Oh my God. Every time he's all Durkin.
Like,
God, dude, every time he said his name, I'm like, that is fucking gold.
I got to address something right off the bat, dude, because I love this aspect of this movie. The fact that, so Harley and Michelle, their relationship is so fucking wacky. You caught this, right?
What?
So him and Kim Cattrall. You caught that relationship, right? Like you understand how that worked?
What do you mean?
In terms of like why they know each other?
No.
So it's his partner's wife.
Okay.
Whom he fucked and then left her.
Oh, the one that died.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So he was fucking his partner's wife and left her. And then homeboy died. Or the other way around. Dude, that shit is so... It's so like... The fact that they were like, this is how this relationship works speaks to me. They were like... The director, the writer, they were like, dude, we're really going to do some things here with this character development.
No.
Like, there's going to be some fucking... There's going to be some tension here, boy. And there's going to be a fucking scene at a mausoleum and it's going to be fucking hella tight because it's like all these candles are lit and it's flooded and there's bodies floating around. Like,
damn,
they were like thinking about this fuck. And then it's all shitty. That's the best part is it's all like this, like highbrow, all of this highbrow stuff they're thinking about, like this really complicated fucking relationship that these two have. And then it just sucks.
Well, there you go again with that, right? In the script, it has like a lot of motifs.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. It has shit, recurring motifs, like shit that comes up again and again. And so someone tried to put thematic elements in. Also, an odd recurring thing. I don't know if you noticed in the background, because this movie's score is fucking god awful and laughable. Mm-hmm. And it's like, din, 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 din.
This is pre Terminator 2, but like it feels like it aped the Terminator 2 soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, but not Brad Fidel.
But not in a good way.
Not good.
No, yeah, not in a good way.
No. No, but they kept having a whiter shade of pale instrumental version.
They totally did.
In the back.
What?
It's a whiter shade of pale, the fucking song by who does that?
Yeah, I know. I don't know who does it, but yeah. Yep.
That's a great fucking song.
Hold on, let me look that up while you keep talking.
I heard it years ago when I was in jail. I was waking up from a nap and they were playing this song. And I was like, whoa, I'm in jail and this song's playing. I'm in a Scorsese movie.
Procol Harum.
Procol Harum?
I guess.
Procol Harum. That's right. 70s band. That's a great fucking song. But yeah, they kept playing that in the fucking background in this movie. And that was puzzling, but that was pretty good. Wait a minute, what's
that thing? Yeah, guess. It's both, right? Yeah.
Right, because the puzzling thing, I don't get mad at the puzzling decisions. I get mad at the boring decisions, right? But yeah, and then again, this buddy dynamic is way off. Like, because that's not who you cast as the fucking buddy guy. He looks like a fucking accountant.
I think that, but that's
kind of refreshing.
I liked it though because they were like this fucking nerd, but he fucks every night. And he reads every book.
He said that every night. Yeah.
That's he runs 5 miles.
He runs five. And then Rutger Hauer
after sex.
Rutger Hauer goes,
that's disgusting.
You know, he goes, you fuck every night and you still run 5 miles? And it's like, yeah, of course. Like,
that's disgusting.
What the fuck, man? Come on. That's fucking great.
Why don't you like that, man?
I don't know. Just the dialogue doesn't.
Look, dude.
Hit
tell
with,
me where this. Tell me where this movie touched you. And we'll
nowhere. We'll... You know, I actually had to stop in the middle of this and take a nap because this movie sucked all the energy out of me.
Hey, wait a minute. I split it up. I watched half, and I was like, okay, I'll get to that in a couple nights. I did. I didn't watch it in one sitting.
It's hard. It's hard.
Well, it's not that I couldn't have. I was just like. I'm good for. I got 45 minutes.
I've got enough of split seconds.
I tried. So the first time I tried to watch it, I put it on and like my brain just autopiloted to launching Binding of Isaac. And I started Binding of Isaac on my second screen. And I was like, fuck, I don't even know what's happening. And I rewound it. And then like I tried to pay attention while playing Isaac. And
yeah.
Eventually I put it on the big TV and Ollie was totally out of it.
More mystifying is why the fuck is this movie called Split Second?
Yeah, why?
I thought maybe it was going to go into him being psychic and knowing. He knows where the thing is, like a few seconds before, but it didn't really develop that idea.
No.
Does he?
Well, yeah, because he has this connection to it.
He can hear the
contact with it.
Well, yeah, I knew he could hear the heartbeat. But that's only because of the link they have. Then how did that other cop get the link?
This is one, though, where the joy for me is... purely because of time, and I'll admit, purely because of nostalgia. Like, meaning 92. This is Image Comics. This is like me. I'm in what was I in? Like fucking sixth grade?
Yeah, this is like sixth grade. Yep.
Dude, the title sequence when the name of the movie comes out, did you see those letters that look like fucking F-Zero? Yeah. Dude, that's so good. Like, I'm like, that is, you can't fake that. That's the cheap 1992 letters.
Yep.
Like, damn.
Like they pulled some stock footage out of like some fucking 80s warehouse and they were like, this'll work. This'll work.
That's cutting edge.
And so did you ever say what you think of this movie?
Oh, I think the movie.
He did. He said he.
It's intermittently boring.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I liked it more as it went along. And then I liked it less the last fourth or so. I don't want to say third, but the climax and all that, it was pretty unsatisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for him making out with her mid-explosion.
No, see, all of those...
like, that's fucking great.
All of those, their relationship...
Kim Cattrall stuff.
Disgusting. There was a scene earlier on where he goes to kiss her and, like, his eyes are so wide and he slams his face into her and she recoils. He just seems so excited at the thought of touching her through the whole movie.
Well, I mean, because this is Kim Cattrall at, like, her most...
Yeah, peak Kim Cattrall and, like, 80-year-old.
So they basically, like...
She's not hanging out with Horseface on the HBO show yet.
Rutger Hauer was, like, on a downswing, right? And Kim Cattrall was kind of on an upswing. Yeah. And they met, like, in the middle here. And This, I look, dude, this is fucking lightning in a bottle because it's
the control, like, it's so hot. Power connection.
Yeah, dude, because she's on her way up, you know, and post this, she's got a bunch of shit that she's in, right?
If, like, it was a couple years later, the magic wouldn't have been there.
Exactly.
I see what you're saying.
You had you had Rutger Hauer on a fucking collision course with the ground.
With destiny.
And you've got Kim Cattrall, who is like gorgeous in this fucking movie. Like,
ascending to the heights of Sex in the City.
Yeah, and then you know,
she's her old wife. Yes.
Yeah, man. I'm not coming to the defense of this movie, but I still kind of dig how fucking outlandish it is. Like, it's fucked, and the monster is fucked, and the contrivance is fucked. Like, why? Like, there's a point where they're at the police station, and they go to this room where there's the bodies of the people that have had their hearts torn out, and they're keeping them alive with IV drip, and I'm not sure what that room is for. There's somebody watching that room.
Futuristic fluids, dude.
Sure.
That's
yeah,
it.
That's
sure. It. There's like cloning stuff happening right now. There's fucking like gene therapy.
And what? Okay, but what is this monster? Why do rats matter?
All rats.
That
matter,
was a, that was a theme.
What, like, does global warming actually have to do with anything, or that's just why the world is shit?
I think the global warming and the flooding brought forth the monster.
And the rat. I have a film and there's the esoteric reading. In the esoteric reading, this is all taking place in one person's
mind. I'm not following you.
It's all taking place in one person's mind, and the rising waters are the rising tension from the subconscious.
Right.
And it's brought about the shadow material from the subconscious, the monster, and with it, the rats. Right. And then you have his onoma projection, which is this chick he makes out with during explosions. And then you got this other
other inopportune times.
And then this monster is threatening to rip out the hearts of all these victims and women, you know, if he doesn't get it contained. Right. And then is it a coincidence that he was fucking this lady who was married to this dude who died from the same monster? Maybe Trickster is the dog. Maybe this monster is
interrogating
born.
Dogs too.
He was, there you go.
There was two scenes.
Those aren't dogs. Like, those are people in his own mind appearing as dogs.
Yep. The crazy shit is that this movie like takes a little bit of a fucking like a left turn, whatever the fuck you want to call it, where, you know, they start leaning into this idea that it's like the monster is Satan, dude, and it's like. It's like, dude.
It's very scientific, and then it jumps there,
dude. And you know, the fucking monster is carving
Scorpio symbol and the downward triangle. I love that shit,
dude. It fucking painted on a ceiling. Like, this thing is just trying to troll this one guy. Why is it fucking with this one dude?
Exactly.
What? Right, exactly.
Like,
what are the chances?
This guy's just got nothing to do besides fuck with Rutger Hauer.
Because it's a manifestation of his own shit.
Piece of shit. The whole time I was watching this movie, I'm like, why doesn't anybody just punch his fucking lights out? Like, he's such a dick on every opportunity.
Because he could beat all their ass.
That's the most hilarious part, right? Because they're like, dude, he's been fired from every precinct he's ever worked in.
And then it takes all the cliches and it just kicks him to the most ridiculous level. It's like a sapphire.
The chief of this precinct goes, but he's the best. That's why. And it's like, wait, what?
He's the best and people question him at literally every
Wait, what?
Turn.
He's wait,
the best
what?
At getting fired.
And he's literally suspended at the beginning of this movie and yet...
Well, and he's the best, but then there's a murder that happens like 15 feet from him and he's just like staring at tits in this... I mean, I'd be staring at the tits too, but like if he's...
He'd be a terrible police officer.
I would. I'd just be like, shit. Forgot.
Where's the tits?
Yeah. Or just be high and forget.
You remember when the buddy, the other cop, gets
sick?
Yes, Durkin.
Dick Durkin.
He gets hard.
He gets blown out a window like 20 minutes after fucking being introduced.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what kind of fucking buddy movie kills the buddy 20 minutes after he gets blown out a window? But then he comes back, and then I felt a little better about it. But he's like, I thought you were dead. And he's like, have you ever heard of a bulletproof vest? And it's like, dude, he fucking got blown out of a window.
Shotgun at point blank range.
It wasn't the shotgun that would have killed him. It's them him getting yeeted out of a fucking three-story window.
Now, granted, you didn't show me outside the building because you couldn't afford it. But I was assuming that this window was on a building that was higher than one, the two levels up.
Well, it was definitely because like Rutger Hauer kept looking down at the cars and it was very clear that they were up at least a story or two.
Well, and even if it was only a two-story building, like the way he got blown out, he would probably land flat on his back and there's no way he would just be up walking around the next day.
No. Yeah. The way it was presented, it was like, and but see, again, when they did that, I'm like,
and then Rutger Hauer punched him in the face and is like, don't ask me why I did that.
Because he's a because he should have let him know.
I want to let you. His name is Harley Stone.
Did they tell you that?
And they had Harley Davidson.
Did they tell you his name's Harley early in the movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I missed it because like very early on. When Kim Cattrall's in the shower, I'm like, why the fuck does she have a Harley Davidson logo in her shower?
And there's one by the room too.
And then later they call him Harley, and I'm like,
and he's got a Harley. Yeah.
I wonder if Harley sponsored this movie.
Durkin's on the fucking bike, and he's like, this place is great. Like, I'm like, dude, this is good. That's why I texted Hori. I'm like, this movie's good.
My favorite moments are when Dick Durkin, he starts like believing the hype.
When Dick gets hard, dude.
Yeah, when Dick gets hard and he gets his own fucking.
Oh, yeah. That's the part I like.
When you big fucking guns.
Because he had personality. Like he just wasn't a piece of shit.
When
like,
he gets the Harley. Fucking, the Scorpio symbol scraped into his chest. He's like, fuck.
He's using a mirror and he's just like, oh, fuck.
He goes, bring me the mirror. That's good. From that moment, Rutger Hauer starts listening to him. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Because like, the D.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fuck.
Thank you?
Yeah.
For bringing the show to a halt so you can do that.
Nice.
Go for it.
No, I mean, what? You got anything else, Matt?
No, dude, I checked out of this movie.
You're so mad at this
movie. No, you were happy. Rutger Hauer, you said he starts listening to him.
I enjoyed when Dick starts coming into his own, you know.
Dick Durkin? So you want to see a sequel?
No,
I don't. You want to see a crossover of Tango and Cash with Durkin and Harley Stone? Oh my God! Imagine. See, remember how we were talking about Kingdom Hearts, where there's different Disney characters with different Disney levels.
Talking about Tango and Cash.
I want to see a game where you got Durkin and Stone and Tango and Cash.
That's called the Expendables.
A game like where it's all like all these B movies mashed together like that. Not if it's like high profile.
The actual characters from the movie.
Well, and the different rules from the movie and the different little environments. Like, I don't want to see Die Hard or anything good. Like, I know you're going to say Die Hard's not good, but that's.
I mean, I don't have to say it. It says it's personal.
I want
to
see just like Tango and Cash and fucking, you know, like Con Air would work.
Mm-hmm. Does it ever?
Yeah, yeah. Broken Arrow.
Oh, now you're talking.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like, and this movie, throw those all together and then like 15 other movies and throw them in a video game together with those characters playable in different environments.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, dude, and then you know you mentioned Alien earlier or Aliens.
It tried awful hard to look
bro, like a Xenomorph. Bro, that monster was like at the end where it's like, oh I see what you. I see what you're doing fella.
Dude, it was so disappointing when they had that reveal. And there's a scene earlier in the movie where like they're talking about how big the thing is or something. And he goes, well, with teeth like this. And he shows him. I'm like, I can't even see what the fucking teeth look like. It's just a bag.
My favorite moment when they're like trying to like build up the monster, even though despite the cover art, we know that it's a big fucking monster. He goes, you'd have to be 10 feet tall. Yeah, yeah. And Rutger Hauer almost literally looks at the camera and is like, oh, yuck.
Dude, well, even the setup for that, like the fucking, the goofy, yeah, the Dick
Durkin?
Dick, yeah.
Don't forget the name, dude.
Dick Durkin. He's like just suddenly like, oh, I wonder if he stood on the bed to write this. And I remember thinking, that's such an unlikely line of dialogue. Like who at that moment
they were would, improv. Be, it was fucking...
would be thinking and then say,
bro, this I movie wonder is, if this they movie stood on is, the bed to this do movie this. Is cinema jazz, homie.
It's who goes there. On celluloid, dude.
It's like softballs and like weak dribbles. That's what it is. Underhand pitches.
Whoa, don't say that.
That's all it is.
You don't have to say that.
Don't fuck like that.
Yeah, it dude. Fucks like that. It can't fuck.
It's like foul that, balls that the whole time.
I don't know, dude. Which is good. Hey, look, according to Dick, he fucks every night.
Underhand
he makes pitches. Love every night.
They're swinging every time. They make contact every time, and it's out of bounds every time. Like, it's fucking badass. Like, you can't do that.
They're swinging at everything, dude.
Rucker Hauer's like, oh, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Where do I sign the check?
Yeah. For real.
No, yeah. This wasn't for me. I was highly bored.
Well, it is free on Tubi.
Also Amazon.
And on Amazon Prime.
Is it free on Prime?
Yeah. It is.
Fuck. I watched it on Tubi with commercials. Damn. I was like, I got to have commercials in this shit too.
That's why he checked out. He saw a fucking commercial for
dude, I checked out before
Viagra and he was like, I'm out.
You know what? I almost forgot too, because sometimes, the majority of the time, 95% of the time, 98% of the time, Matt or I will ask Jorge what he wants to do. And what does he say? He says,
I don't care.
He says, I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
That's true.
Just tell me what to watch. And we'll do it.
Yeah.
And but sometimes he says things like, what's the one from like the early 90s yeah. or the 80s? Well, Rutger Hauer has got like the alien on
Dolph
it.
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, because I was thinking I Come in Peace and initially.
I kept telling her, we got to watch some Dolph Lundgren space movie. She's like, I love Dolph Lundgren. And I told her, oh, wait, no, it's Rutger Hauer. She's like, oh.
Yeah, he doesn't have a six pack.
We also have to watch I Come in Peace because that thing is a fucking banger, dude. All
right, so then.
Yeah, right.
Let's do Split Second. And then it was like, what if we do Split Second and then Species? And then he's like, so is that next week, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know, is it? You guys tell me. I don't look.
Look at Matt. Matt's fucking actually.
Have you seen Species he's ever?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you know, it's much better than
I felt like
I don't know.
We should let Rhett pick since it's his birthday.
He wants to get out of Species. Yeah,
he wants to get out of Species, dude. It's Natasha Henstridge, dude.
That's cool.
And she's got tits.
She sure does.
She has them.
If that's... Well, we can definitely throw Species in with the monster thingy.
Yeah. Well, we can discuss that.
Someone, now they're listening. Yeah, he doesn't know if he could take another dose of 90s fucking sci-fi horror. No,
dude. Species is nowhere near as bad as fucking...
Oh, no.
Split Second. Species actually
It's nowhere near as special either. I mean, that's, except for Natasha Henstridge fucking guys and then killing them.
And then getting instantly pregnant, which is...
It's like under the skin.
We should do... but 90s with no brain. Yeah. Mm. It's not artsy. It's like... No.
Well, there's the review of Species, right?
And like how they desexualized what's her name in Under the Skin.
Yeah.
They hypersexualized Natasha Henstridge. Also, she can't act. Yeah, so
she's not a no.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We've covered two
Species.
We've covered two movies.
Species and Under the Skin for you. There you go.
Well, we'll figure out what we're doing next week. Is that it, everybody? We're done?
I believe so.
We're good. We're good. Matt hated it.
Yeah, I was not a fan at all. I mean, I did like... So, okay, wait, real quick. That bathroom scene with the blood all over the walls, that was tight. Because they really leaned into, like, just splattering that blood everywhere. They're like, fuck it. Just paint the walls, paint the sink, paint everything.
And it
just
does look like a... What did you say?
A cannibal corpse. Looks like a Cannibal Corpse album. And they had that a few times with, like, the hearts being ripped. I did appreciate the gore in this. Like, and I did like when, you know, Dick gets hard. Like, that was fun stuff.
Dick get hard.
But, like... Honestly, everything with Rucker Howard just did not work for me. Like, not a thing with him.
Oh, I thought you meant like ever.
No. In this, in Hobo with a Shotgun is tight.
Yeah, he likes that.
I can see why he's homeless.
What do you prefer, Hobo with a Shotgun or Blade Runner, Matt?
I've never seen Blade Runner.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't want him to see it. I don't want to hear that it was boring. I don't want to hear that it was boring.
Disappointment, man. No, I don't. I don't want it. Like.
It'll hurt me.
Yeah. As much as like Rhett and I like pretend to not align on movies, like that one would hurt. That would suck.
That would hurt.
Tune in next week for my review on Blade Runner.
That would hurt, dude. Like I would be heartbroken.
Oof. I won't do that.
Don't do it, dude.
I won't fuck like that.
Yeah. He just comes in and he's like, hey. Oh, they were androids the whole time, dude. Fuck.
So what's the point? Like why? Why does it matter? Well, who am I supposed to care? Why do I care?
Yeah.
Bro, do androids fucking dream of electric sheep or what, dude?
No, they don't. You count them before you go to sleep. Everybody knows that.
Mm. All right. We'll see you next week when we talk about
philosophical answers.
Maybe species. We'll see.
All right.
Bye. This is the Who Goes to Podcast 2023. This is Jorge signing out.
This is Matt.
This is Red.
Bye.
Hey. Logic. That's what it is. Not philosophy. Logic.
No matter what register I'm in, I can't do that part. That's impossible.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.